This is Jay Sekulow in Washington, D.C. New contradictions and lies from Iran state media on Pastor Youssef.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
A pastor in Iran once again makes a stand for Christ.
Youssef Nadarkhani faces execution within days.
The American Center for Law and Justice is working to help free Pastor Youssef.
Can you save his life?
We're working on it, Bill.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The lower court has authorization from the Supreme Court to carry out the execution at any time.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
There is no appeal process here. There is no real court system.
They can carry out the execution before we get a written order.
They're going to try to use him as an example.
This is not over just with the death sentence. This is about securing his release. That's what we're fighting for here. The more news, the better, because it keeps the focus on that courthouse. The White House statement was big news, international news. But unfortunately, Bill, we saw from Secretary of State Clinton a one-sentence statement today, but she didn't expressly call for his release, which means the international news won't be able to quote our Secretary of State, our top diplomat, as calling for the release of this pastor. Again, we're on the front lines of this issue.
It's late in the game, but if U.S. pressure can be put on, the Secretary of State's office needs to be a lot more affirmative than they've been on this situation. Of course, the U.N. is saying nothing.
Their embassies now are denying that this trial is even ongoing, that he's ever been sentenced to death, which means they are on record. They know that we're talking about it now in the media. His life, it's more in danger now than it has been at any other moment in the 2 years since he's been in prison and on trial.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Washington, D.C., and I'm happy to say that we are coming to you live from Washington, but we're not in our studios today. We had a little technical issue there, but our good friends at the Heritage Foundation have allowed us to use the beautiful studios and the Robert H. Bruce Radio Studio here at Heritage, and we really appreciate their help. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110, and there's a lot going on in Washington, a lot going on around the world. We're going to give you an update on Iran in just a moment. I just want to let you know that I was on Fox News this morning because the situation with the Operation Fast and Furious coming out of the Attorney General's office and the contradictory statements made to the Congress on this gun smuggling plan of the United States to the Mexican drug cartels, which not only backfired but caused the death of one of our border agents, has reached a new crescendo here in Washington. And I was on the air talking about that, and that is posted at aclj.org, so we already have that for you on the website. Of course, our focus right now has been Iran because of the situation with Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani. Again, I want to say this. I know Jordan talked about this yesterday. This is not Michael Youssef, who's our good friend and is also Pastor Youssef, but this is an Iranian pastor named Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani in Iran. And Jordan, we've got a very troubling development that has taken place just in the last 24 hours. You've been working on it really through the night.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We've got all the latest information to Fox News. I was just at CBN News here. My dad was on Fox News earlier this morning. What happened yesterday, Press TV, which is the Iranian control, they fund it, news channel, and it's all in English. Remember Fars News? That's the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Press TV has offices even here in Washington, D.C. All English news paid for by the Iranian government. They run a headline. It says, there's no death penalty for the apostate. Now, for apostasy, now you read it closer. They call Pastor Nadarkhani a convicted rapist, the deputy governor there, while at the same time the chief judge, his chief judge, is saying that the trial's just begun. There's been no conviction. He's not, been put to jail. So, folks, understand, even within their own state media, they're contradicting themselves.
In the same report.
Right. We've got it linked up so you can see it at aclj.org.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something. Jordan's been working very aggressively on this. We got to let you know, though, that we have reviewed the documents that have been translated, and this is important. We had these documents translated. He was charged with apostasy. There's no doubt that is what he's been convicted of, and there's no doubt about that. We're taking your calls on the situation. Where's the Secretary of State on this? 877-989-2255 if you want to sign the petition, but we also want to talk to you on air.
Here's the actual quote from Press TV. Now, this is .ir. This is Iranian media. This means Ayatollah-approved media. Western media have manipulated the case of Nadarkhani, a convicted rapist and extortionist in Golan province, to wage an anti-Iran publicity campaign by claiming his criminal convictions is conversion to Christianity. Call now, folks. They're calling him a convicted rapist. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Remember the real documents we have that convicted him of apostasy, gave him the death sentence? Iran doesn't like that we've got those. 877-989-2255.
Thank you.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're in Washington, D.C. We're actually broadcasting out of the studios at our good friends at the Heritage Foundation, the Robert H. Bruce Studio here at Heritage, just a couple blocks away from our offices. We had a technical issue this morning, so we were able to rely on our good friends at the Heritage Foundation, a great group who I know everybody that's listening to this broadcast knows a lot about. I think it's important, as we talk about Pastor Youssef Nardakhani's situation right now, that we are expecting probably Monday another possible verdict, if you will. But what you have to understand, and it's critical, folks, because there's complicating factors here. He has been charged with apostasy. And Jordan, someone risked their life to get us the actual documents. The reason you're seeing it on Fox News, CBN News, CNN, is because we actually have the documents, which are basically the equivalent of an indictment in the United States. And we have the documents, and those documents are very clear. He was charged with and convicted of and given the death sentence for apostasy.
Right. Usually in Iran, it's very simple. If you look through the actual execution records that the United Nations keeps, there's about 350 confirmed executions there last year in 2010. And you look through the reasons why. It's a drug trafficking and rape and all these different criminal charges. But when you actually look at this, you realize those were secondary charges, people that were picked up as political dissidents and they plant drugs on them. People who were picked up because of their religious purposes, now they call them a brothel owner. That is what they have called Pastor Nardakhani. He's been in jail for 2 years, away from his wife, who was in jail for a year, and his two boys. He's a pastor of a very fast-growing church in Iran, and they're saying he's a brothel owner, a convicted rapist, an extortionist. Now, you're his wife today, and that's run on the Iranian state media. And if you haven't done anything to stand up for this pastor, folks, remember, if they're saying that in their English press, imagine what they're saying in Farsi about Pastor Youssef.
I actually am glad you said that, Jordan, because I cannot imagine what they're saying. But here's what we have to do. We've got documents going to the United Nations today through our offices in Strasbourg, France, our European Center for Law and Justice. I reviewed those this morning, and I have approved those. Folks, we're very close to 100,000 signatures. I mean, we're on the cusp here. We want to be able to fax that in today. I'm going to fax it and email it and overnight it to Geneva, to the Human Rights Commission. But I need to be at 100,000 today. So, folks, I need you. If you've not called, this is the day to do it. I don't want to be at 97,351. We want to be at 100,000. Here's the number. You go to your phones right now. You can also go to aclj.org, 877-989-2255 to sign on to this petition. If you've not done so, this pastor is facing a very serious situation on Monday. I've got to get the UN in there at least to stall this process and to slow it down. 877 989-2255. You can also sign on, by the way, at aclj.org. Do we have the Fox News article posted there, Jordan, as well?
Everything's up on the homepage at aclj.org. Fox News broke this article last night. We are the source. We provide the information. They talk about how the American Center for Law and Justice is the organization that got that court ruling. It's a handwritten court ruling from the Supreme Court. Let me just tell you, folks, they're not public in Iran. The Iranian regime can usually get away with saying, oh, he's really just a rapist. This is PR by anti-Iranian Western media. They can sometimes get away with that even though people don't believe them because there's no records. This time, we got someone to put their life on the line to get those records to it, and we translated it and put the real documents up for the media. They can't run from this time. We caught Iran. I think we really do. We're right on the edge. The Ayatollah and President Ahmadinejad are going to be making this decision. One of them is going to
make it. It's gotten to that level.
And lately, they like to take these execution orders right up to the edge, like the hiker situation,
and then
act like they've done the right thing. Now, let's remember, he's been in jail for 2 years in solitary confinement. They've called him a rapist in the media.
A Zionist.
They put his wife in jail for a year. And that doesn't mean, by the way, he won't get life in prison or a 20-year sentence.
But we're going to work on that, too.
So we got a lot of work to do, folks. 877-989-2255. Online signatures were over 85,000. The current number, 85,259. Add that to the phones, we're at 98,000.
Okay,
we're at 98, so we can do it on this show today. And that means we can get the letter dad off
today
in 20 minutes. If people call in the next 20 minutes, we can add that few thousand.
All right, folks, we're literally 2,000 away from the 100,000, which is a threshold number we need to be at, folks. I need you to do this. Go to your phones right now. Call the number. You can also go to aclj.org, but call the number also, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We are literally within 2,000 signatures of signers to be within 100,000 signatures for this. This is incredible, but we've got to get to that number. I want to get that letter out like now. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Do not delay. Again, 877-989-2255. You may be the 2,000 signature that we need to get to that 100,000 number. Again, 877-989-2255.
We do have some phones coming in. Actually, let me check where you're at. Heritage Foundation folks today, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me thank the Heritage Foundation.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be broadcasting from here today as well for my show at the Robert H. Bruce Radio Studio. You know, in Washington, D.C., we're literally two blocks away from the Heritage Foundation, and we have a close relationship. We work with a lot of their team here. And I know sometimes you think about it, think that these organizations must not all work together.
We all do.
And here we are in their studios when we needed some help. And we had Matt Spaulding on from Heritage last week on my show.
Hope to get him on tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Excellent. Right. So 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. We are right at close to about 99,000 now, Dad, when we just added the newest tabulation because we added about 500 more to the phones today. So, folks, we can get this. But I'm going to push really hard. You need to call now, 877-989-2255. They're calling him. This is the Iranian media, Ayatollah approved. Let me tell you, folks, because of you, Ayatollah Khomeini and President Ahmadinejad are watching this story, and they're going to have to make a decision on it. And if it wasn't for you, it would have been some regional judge that definitely would have executed him. They've got a little bit more international pressure to deal with. I'm not telling you that they're going to save his life. Because they're not great, great individuals, to say the least. They don't treat their people so well. But when the international pressure is up, we certainly continue to have a glimmer of hope. Even with these nasty charges, calling him a convicted rapist in Iran, they sentence you to death. I mean, they sentence you to death in the United States for being a rapist. He's a convicted rapist. He's a brothel owner. Think about those charges in an Islamic country. Again, think about it. Brothel owner, rapist, extortionist, and the security crimes. They've added that. That's the Zionist. He's a Zionist traitor. Think about that, Dad, in Iran, being called a rapist, which under Islamic law, you're put to death. Under a lot of Western law, you could get the death penalty. So he's a rapist. That's what his wife's hearing today in the news. Convicted.
Right.
He's an extortionist, which means he steals money. But that's what they say about pastors who raise money, by the way. So that's how they'll say that one. Brothel owner, probably because they have a Christian school there for girls.
Right.
Zionist traitor.
Which
so
is
in
the
Iran,
worst.
That's four different reasons why you could execute him. So there's one thing going on here, Dad. Either they're just spinning and trying to figure out to get something out in the news, or they're putting up every possible reason why. This is why I told Fox News as well. It's in the article. Every reason they can think of to justify killing him.
Here's the thing I'm encouraged about, though. The outpouring of support coming from you all has not only been significant, but as Jordan said, I want to underscore this. This has gotten the attention now of the Ayatollah Khomeini and President Ahmadinejad. That's the level of intrigue here, and they also, the UK, in the United Kingdom, in Britain, the Iranian embassy has issued a denial statement because they're running scared, because they're getting pressure now in the EU, because our offices in Europe are working on this. So, folks, our global network of lawyers and affiliated organizations are working on this. We're hitting it in radio, television. We're talking about it. We are producing the legal documents, which, again, I want to can I thank our members of the American Center for Law and Justice? There is no way we could do this without you. So a big thank you, as we said. But, folks, Jordan says we are within a couple of hundred of being able to put this over the top here. So let's do it right now. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We're going to get to that 100,000 today, and that will let us get this letter into the UN. And Jordan, what are we expecting? Something big could happen on the 10th of October. What are we looking at there?
Let me give you the update. We are expecting a verdict on Monday. Now, it's Iran, and we're talking 4 days. Remember, they're closed today. They're closed tomorrow in Iran. They reopen Saturday. Don't expect a verdict Saturday or Sunday, but they are back in session. And by the way, they can execute without a verdict. So they could execute him for being a convicted rapist now, Dad. Immediately, if he's already been convicted, if they have a conviction somewhere. So they could do that on Saturday and then give their written verdict on Monday and say, we acquitted him of apostasy, but he was charged with rape and executed.
But I want everybody to understand that. If that what we're trying to do is get the UN Human Rights Rapporteur right into Iran right now.
Because we can't wait until Monday.
Right.
Monday, when that verdict comes out, it may be good, it may be bad. But when the verdict comes out, sometimes the order has already been carried out. So that's just the written verdict from the court, and we probably won't know about that till later in the day. First it's oral, then they write it down, handwritten sometimes. I mean, we're talking very secretive. They know what they got caught on the first time with the Supreme Court, so it's going to be even tougher to confirm everything this time.
All right.
And the attorney as well, under a lot of pressure. But we need folks to call now, 877-989-2255. Let me add the personal touch to it. Your wife out there, your husband's been in jail for 2 years because he's a pastor. You went to jail for a year, and now your state-controlled media, imagine your state that you're in. Actually, imagine your country, because that's it. United States of America, Voice of America, calling your husband a convicted rapist, an extortionist, and a brothel owner, all because he was a Christian pastor, and you've done time for it, too. Call now, 877-989-2255. Call for his two young boys, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. 2255. Again, you can go to ACLJ.org, get your friends to sign up there. Lots of new information up, all new stories and info, ACLJ.org, or call now, 877-989-2255. We've got it to the top levels, the Iranian government, the Ayatollah, and of course, President Ahmadinejad. You need to call. Thank you for that. But let's get to 100,000. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We're back. Reverend Franklin Graham.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
It is a case that literally involves life and death. We're talking about the promised execution of a Christian pastor in Iran. His only crime? He embraced Christianity, and for that has been sentenced to death by the Muslim-controlled government of Iran. The ACLJ has mounted an aggressive international effort to save his life. We've contacted members of Congress, international leaders, and the news media, working to put pressure on the Iranian government to stop this planned execution that could occur at any time. Now, the ACLJ is calling on Secretary of State Clinton to get involved, to stand up for this Christian pastor, to call on Iran to spare his life. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, folks. We are very, very close to 100,000. Thank all of you for calling in. Folks, again, we are, I think we're just about 400 or 500 away. I'll get you a number in just a few seconds. We're broadcasting live today from the Heritage Foundation, the Robert H. Bruce Radio Studio, an issue at the ACLJ studio. We came a couple blocks down the street to the Heritage Foundation, and they've been great to us, heritage.org, to find out more about them, though I know you know about the Heritage Foundation. But we are broadcasting live today at Heritage. Folks, let me ask you, we are close to 100,000. I mean, we're talking a few hundred away. I'm just trying to get the estimate right now based off the phone calls that are coming in live during this show. And I'm going to announce where we are, you know, before the show's over. But if you have not called yet, again, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Iranian state media, this is the top state media there, English only, has come out last night. We got it to foxnews.com. The story's there. It's up at aclj.org. Go to foxnews.com now. You'll see it as well. Calling him a convicted rapist, saying that he's a convicted extortionist, has a history of committing violent criminal acts, runs a brothel, and has never been in jail for being a Christian. Now, we, of course, have the court documents from the
right.
Supreme Court that gave him the death penalty because he left Islam, and that's been well quoted in the news. We need you to call now, folks, because we did the work. We caught Iran, and we caught them at the international level, and we got to the Ayatollah and Ahmadinejad on this. That does not usually happen for Christians in Iran. Let's take advantage. 877-989-2255. We'll get to 100,000 names, and we can get this letter off to the UN. 877-989-2255.
We are very fortunate to have on the broadcast here at Jay Sekulow Live, Franklin Graham, a good friend who's president and CEO, of course, of Samaritan's Purse, and the president and CEO of Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And Franklin, thanks for being with us. I really appreciate you taking time out to talk about this situation in Iran.
Well, this is an important issue, and thank you for having me.
Franklin, you know, you and I have worked together on other things. This is this gets very personal because of the situation we have with, and let's be realistic here, the guy's life's on the line. He's a pastor. He's been offered 3 times to recant his faith. He is not. We have the actual documents out of Iran that show that he was charged with apostasy. As a Christian leader, what's your reaction to this right now?
Well, first of all, it doesn't surprise me. This is the true face of Islam. And the Muslims in the West are trying to show Islam as a religion of peace. It is not a religion of peace at all. It is a religion of complete intolerance. Peace to them is when everybody is under their authority. Then that's when you have peace. So if this pastor recants, then we have peace. But you have no freedom of true faith in an Islamic system. You have to come under Islam or under their authority. And this is the true face of it. And so I hope the people in the West understand. I'm not surprised by it at all. I've seen this happen in other countries, and I've seen Christians persecuted for their faith. I've seen people tortured. I've seen people threatened because they accepted Christ as their Savior. So this is the true picture of Islam.
You know, Franklin, I've litigated a lot of cases at the Supreme Court. I've done cases at the international courts. We've done a lot of persecution cases. This one, which interesting here, is we actually were able to get someone put their life on the line to get us the actual documents, which we had translated from Farsi into English, which shows that he was charged with apostasy, offered 3 times again to recant his faith in Christ and refused to do it. You've been in these world situations, in these global situations with the persecution. People need to understand that Christians are really, under these Sharia regimes, under these Islamic regimes, are really facing tremendous, tremendous persecution issues. Life and death is literally a daily occurrence for these people.
It is, and this is throughout every Muslim country, whether it's Indonesia, whether it's the countries in the Middle East. Every one of them, Christians are persecuted on a daily basis. Some countries, the persecution is very very minor, but in most countries, your life is on the line every day. And a Muslim can take a Christian's property under Sharia law. They can actually take a person's wife, can take their children, can take their property under Sharia law. And this is the danger.
You know, I've just finished a book, actually, that we've sent to every state legislator in the country. It's going to Congress as well, on this issue of Sharia law, because it is a, I think it's the most, one of the most significant issues facing Western civilization that we're going to see in our lifetime here. I think it's huge. But let's talk about that for a moment, Franklin, because as you've traveled around, you've seen Sharia law implemented in these countries, and you've heard from people that have had it forced upon them. This is serious stuff when you're talking about the application of Islamic law. Sharia means law. Islamic law to not only here in the United States, but we're seeing it in Europe as well. This is a real problem we've got to deal with globally.
It is. And Jay, our legislators have no idea what Sharia law is. They look at law based on what we have inherited from England and other countries as the law, and they just assume that's the way laws are made in these Islamic countries. It's not. It's a religious law, and Islam is not just a religion, but it's a way of life. It's a legal system, and Sharia law, what it does to women, just forget everything else, what it does to their own women is unbelievable. And for us to even consider, and we are in some parts of the country, you hear of people mm-hmm. saying, well, maybe we ought to consider letting the Muslims have their own law. Why in the world would we allow anyone to not be protected by the Constitution of the United States of America? Because right now, true Islam can never be practiced in the United States because of our Constitution. But what they're wanting to do is allow Sharia law in certain segments so that Sharia law could come under the or be over the Muslim community. You would put every one of those Muslim women at risk if you ever did that.
There's no doubt about it. Frank, let me ask you last thing quickly here. As far as the situation goes with this pastor, we're encouraging ministries and leaders to pray for him. I know that a lot of your staff have been contacting us. People have been talking about this. Unfortunately, though, he's not the only one out there that's suffering like this. This is a real problem.
It is. And we're seeing right now the Christians being persecuted in the Sudan again up in the Nuba Mountains.
Right.
Where they are being forced out, and they're by the thousands are fleeing out of the north into the south, and Christian leaders are being hunted, and we've already heard word of some of them have been executed, churches are being burned. Right now, as we speak, this is happening in the Sudan, but it's Islamic law, it's Sharia law. This is what's so
absolutely,
and it scares me to death.
All right, Franklin Graham, we appreciate it. Franklin, thanks for taking time out to be with me today. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Franklin.
All right. God bless.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Franklin Graham from Samaritan's First, who's seen this firsthand. We wanted you to have that experience. Folks, we are really on the cusp here of going over this 100,000.
Actually, if we add a couple hundred more right now, so if you pick up your phone right now, we've hit it. And I'm pretty confident to say we're actually over 100,000 right now, but we
got
to make sure we get all the calls answered. Thousands have come in today, but we need a couple hundred more at least right now. If you haven't made that call, remember, wife is getting in the news today that her husband's a convicted rapist, which they execute you for in Iran. She was in jail for a year. His boys are going to learn what? That their dad was an extortionist and a rapist and a brothel owner, all because he's a Christian pastor. Are you going to do something about it, folks? You got the Ayatollah's attention. You better not sit on your hands now. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
You can also go to ACLJ.org, but as Jordan said, let's get over the top right now, folks. 877-989-2255. Your call could be the one puts us over 100,000. 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.